know you gotta be a cool soror to talk to the cool soror herself.
I'm a cool soror.
Hey y'all,
I am a cool soror of.
What's up y'all? I'm a cool soror of.
Hi, I am a cool soror of.
Soror Podcast, hosted by me, Rashawn Ali.
Hey, 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 it is me, your friend, Rashawn Ali. I feel like I haven't spoken to you guys in quite some time, but I know it was just Tuesday, but still, it just feels like, you know, when you record a lot of shows in advance and then you kind of have things on autopilot, I just feel like I haven't heard from you guys. How's everybody doing? I hope your summer has been going well. Mine has been very blessed. A lot of wonderful things going on. I just got back from Las Vegas at my sorority's leadership convention. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and for the first time, I was able to MC an event for our international foundation, the Educational Advancement Foundation. So it went extremely well. I'm so blessed to have had that opportunity. When I became active again, I've been financial since I pledged in 1995, but when I joined a graduate chapter, it was always my goal to host on a national level, and I have been so blessed to be in the presence of our president, Dorothy Buchanan Wilson, and so many other distinguished women of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So as I posted on my Facebook page, whatever organization you are a part of, whatever you're a cool soror of, I encourage you to become active again if you are not already active, because that is what our founders, all of our founders, would want us to do and be, is involved in moving the mission forward of each and every one of our organizations. So more on that coming up in the next couple of weeks. I don't want to say life-changing, but it truly was a moment I will never forget. I will never forget. And months ago, speaking of moments and places and things that I'll never forget, I had a chance to go to St. Simon's Island, and I was included on a press trip, a travel trip with other travel bloggers and travel writers, and it was such an amazing experience. And I talked briefly about it when I first got back from the trip, and I kept saying, you guys will hear more and more about it. Well, today is that day. I have just launched Cool Places on the Cool Soror website. So please make sure you check it out for more places that I will be visiting and touring and just telling you about. And I've had the opportunity to write a very special piece about the King and Prince Resort that is called Rare and Regal. So I'm going to read you my piece that you can also follow along with on the website coolsoror.com. Cool Places. The air smells like it has never been tainted by the chemicals of exhaust pipes or the pungent aroma of waste that often tickles on the palate of city life. The pace is slow and the mood is a constant palpitation of happy. The wind is a melodious cacophony and makes for a unique and steady soundtrack that rests easily on the ears of the 21,000 people who call St. Simon's Island home. This is living. And the King and Prince Resort, nestled beautifully on the beachfront, the only hotel that offers this picturesque view, is a gem. It is perfect for a family getaway, a five-hour ride from Atlanta, Georgia. Greeted by friendliness and smiles, I felt welcomed by each and every person. From the front desk personnel to the award-winning mixologist at the bar, I felt like I was royalty. I am certain each guest has experienced this feeling. Everybody's important in this world, and the people at King and Prince seem to live by that mantra. I knew I was in store for the type of sweet treat that has lifelong impact. I would forever be moved by this experience from start to finish. When visiting such an historical place, finding out more of the history of this landmark is a must. St. Simon's Island, one of the Golden Isles that sits on the corner of Georgia's coasts, is a town that was the home of a very, very industrious plantation time prior to the Civil War. As an African-American woman, visiting some of the remains of the plantations and seeing two preserved slave cabins allowed for very deep introspection into my own truth. I felt my ancestor spirits as I rode along for one of several guided tours by the island popular Captain Fending. One of the very famous historical truths of the island was about a slave named Neptune Small. We were given the backstory of Neptune Small on two of our four stops. Neptune Small was a servant of the King family, one-time owners of St. Simon Island's retreat plantation. He was responsible for caring for the King children. Small accompanied them to war and was later rewarded for his loyalty for traveling hundreds of miles to St. Simon's alone with the deceased body of the first son who went to war. His story was celebrated, and every native seemed to rest on that loyalty. This, too, allowed me to see the story from a very different vantage point. It made for another introspective moment for me. Slavery was also mental as well as physical. It is a truly deep conversation for people from all walks of life to indulge. History tells us so much about ourselves and a wonderment of answering the questions of who we are, no matter our backgrounds. The first tour lent itself to a visit to Christ Church. Surrounded by beautiful moss trees and a cemetery, this church, with its beautiful mosaic windows and pristine architecture, is beautiful. Down the road a bit sits the first African church. This place of worship allowed for slaves to praise in their own settings. To see the place where slaves sought refuge from their day-to-day conditions gave me a peace of mind. From land to sea, St. Simon's Island offers beautiful excursions like the dolphin cruise led by Captain Fending and his amazing crew. There is nothing like the feeling of the ocean air landing sweetly on your cheeks as you try to take in the massive beauty we call the ocean. I let myself simply be in the moment, knowing that this was nothing but God's grace to see the artistry of the world of sea life. We passed and waved at the men in the blue crab boats. They waved as the easygoing culture of the town stretched into the deep waters. You felt the authenticity and organic feeling of the people, even miles away from the shore. We spotted the rare and regal appearance of three bald eagles. It was almost as if they were waiting to be seen, resting in the trees, as the onslaught of human paparazzi took as many images as we could. And then there were the dolphins, the prettiest fish in the sea. Our friends put on a show, making their way to the surface of the waters as if they were performing a routine at SeaWorld and had never missed a step. What beauty lies in these oceans that we were able to witness. The dolphin crew should be top of the list when visiting St. Simon's. The personality of this great town is capped off by its amazing fare and spirits. I love food, and each stop allowed each section of my palate to be thoroughly satisfied. We enjoyed Chef James Flack's dinner selections at Echo's Coastal Trilogy at King & Prince. From the twin crab cakes to the southern peach creme brulee, the ambiance heightened the taste as we glanced over a breathtaking view of the ocean. Another sweet spot is the Georgia Sea Grill, owned by Zach Gowan and Chef Tim Lynch. I opted for white wine to accompany the oyster and bacon appetizer, followed by she crab soup and the redfish fillet over a bed of rice. The service was impeccable, and the festive mood made for smiles and laughter as the melodious underlay of the evening. If you're ready for a down-home breakfast, the Sandcastle Cafe and Grill is the place to go. Tim and Melissa Welford have been serving the good folks in this town since 1989. The pancakes and French toast reminded me of my days visiting my grandmother in Charleston. When a restaurant and recipe can garner nostalgia of a worryless childhood, it's an unprecedented win. The home feel and the endless coffee is certainly a favorite for me and so many others. Lunch at Nat's Landing was a fun treat, decked with fried pickles, slaw bowls, sweet Georgia fried shrimp, and oysters. It's the perfect spot to mingle with friends on its semi-covered patio in the back, or simply grab a cold solo beer. The trip culminated with a lovely night for Echo's wine dinner in King and Prince's retreat room. The view from this vantage point was simply indescribable. While the entire pairing was superb, the smoked sea scallops, lemon curd, and Georgia caviar with caramel robe Barrymore Pinot Grigio was my favorite. You can see that entire menu on the website at coolsore.com. Click on Cool Places. I'm officially a fan of what St. Simon's offers, and the King and Prince Resort is a shining example of the greatness of the island. Its rich history and significance in its place in the American puzzle allows visitors to leave knowing the people built this town with tremendous strength and character. Their resiliency has kept it and preserved it like aged marmalade awaiting its opening in the cupboard. St. Simon's Island and the King and Prince Resort. Rare and regal. Please make sure you visit St. Simon's Island, the King and Prince Resort. You can get all the information on my website, coolsoror.com. Make sure you click on Cool Places. I hope you have enjoyed this. And as I continue to travel abroad, I will continue to bring you these write-ups and also cute, small, short episodes like this so that you too can enjoy cool places. We'll see you next Tuesday, guys. Have an enjoyable week. I love you. And always be cool. Take care.